Welcome to The Inner Circle, the podcast where the Radius Group, a team of experienced wealth advisors, brings you inside the circle of smart financial planning. With a network of industry experts, the Radius Group discusses the latest trends while sharing timeless wealth management techniques. So whether you're looking to optimize your portfolio, minimize taxes, or plan for your future, The Inner Circle is here to provide exclusive and valuable insights. Our guest today is Terry Pederini. Terry is a senior regional advisor consultant with Columbia Threadneedle. He is not affiliated with UBS Financial Services, and his views are his own.
Welcome back to another episode of The Inner Circle, the podcast where we delve into the world of wealth management and financial planning. I'm your host, Blair Cornell, Managing Director and Private Wealth Advisor with the Radius Group. Today, we have a fascinating episode lined up for you, and it's all about transitioning to retirement. It's a topic that many of our clients are not just interested in, but also concerned about. After all, retirement is a significant milestone in our lives, and it's crucial that we prepare for it effectively. To shed some light on this, we have a very special guest with us today, Terry Pederini from Columbia Threadneedle. We've been working closely with Terry and Columbia Threadneedle for many years, and they've put together great information that brings a fresh perspective to retirement planning. So sit back, relax, and let's count down the seven things no one tells you about retirement. Terry, thank you for joining us today. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Blair. It's a pleasure to be here. Retirement is such an important topic, and I'm excited to discuss these seven crucial insights with you and our listeners.
Absolutely, Terry. Let's just jump right in. Retirement is often thought of as purely a financial endeavor, but all too often we forget to properly plan for the psychological aspects. It's about more than just money. It's about the life you want to lead.
You're exactly right, Blair. Retirement planning should encompass not only the financial aspects, but also the psychological and emotion aspects of this significant life transition. And today, I want to share with you a little bit about focusing on not running out of time, friends, family, and good health.
I'm eager to kick things off with our first insight. Retirement history reveals a lot. Terry, can you tell us how understanding the history of retirement can change our approach to it?
Well, I think it's important that you realize retirement in itself is an antiquated system. And Social Security was actually developed in Germany well over 100 years ago. And the system itself is based on a little bit of a nuance in the fact that when this was brought to the United States in 1935, the full retirement age was 65, yet the life expectancy of an American at that point was only 62. So understanding that it's a little bit more complex than simply just waiting for that Social Security check. And in fact, baby boomers today, it's estimated, will need to fund their retirement with 70% of outside savings and investments and plan to live 30 years in that retirement. The great news is, with resources like the Radius Group and the resources and platforms that UBS has to offer, you have plenty of vehicles such as 401ks, IRAs, and the evolution of Roth to help folks navigate this very complex journey.
It was pretty wild, Terry, when I was looking at the material before we jumped into this, that Social Security started 100 years ago in Germany. I guess I didn't realize that, but I was looking at that and thinking, geez, that was a long time ago.
Otto von Bismarck.
That's an even better name, right? Now let's explore the second insight, the wrong top 10 list. Terry, could you delve deeper into why retirement's placement on the stress scale can affect individuals and provide tips on managing stress and psychological well-being in retirement?
You're exactly right. And there were a couple of very famous psychologists years ago that did a stress scale, ranking different items from most stressful to least stressful. And among the top 10 were a variety of things, which you can imagine: death of a spouse, divorce. However, retirement was also on that list. And oddly enough, it was only six spots away from going to jail. It's really important to understand that retirement needs a plan. You need to have a journey and set goals. As I always like to say, my parents were married for 52 years, and I can count on one hand how many times they had arguments. But when they retired, and when my dad retired as a retired baseball coach, it was easy for me to find out that my parents were built for sickness and in health and for richer or for poorer, but not necessarily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that's really important to have a plan in order to maximize your time in retirement.
Absolutely, Terry. I know that I can hear that with other clients when they step into retirement and one's saying, I'm ready to retire. And then the other spouse looks and says, I'm just not ready if I'm ready for him or her to be home with me all day. So you never know how that's going to go, I guess.
Yeah, it's certainly more common than you think. And with a little bit of preparation, certainly goes a long way to addressing some of those issues.
Yeah, making sure you're all on the same page. Well, let's move on to the third insight, Terry. Let's look at this, the unspoken side of retirement. Terry, can you just shed a little bit of light on the psychological aspects of dealing with challenges like mental health issues and isolation in retirement? And do you have tips for our listeners on how to tackle these challenges?
Well, I think the most important thing about these is to be aware of the challenges. That way you have a plan to avoid them, or at least as you see signs of them, you have the ability to address them head on before they become too over-encompassing. One of the things you realize is that addiction becomes a major role when you have too much time on your hands and not necessarily a derived schedule to work through every single day. And in fact, 65% of people 65 years or older report that they have high-risk drinking. And in fact, 25% of all retirees have experienced loneliness. And in fact, over 40% of retirees say they go days at times without speaking to others. This isolation can obviously move into depression, and the likelihood of being clinically depressed increases 40% after retiring. So the most important part of this is not to bring you all of the pitfalls of retirement, but just be aware of them in order so we can talk about how you thrive as opposed to just survive as you make this major transition.
Yeah, it's really hard. I know when I sit down with clients and they're stepping into retirement and they're looking at me saying, well, what am I going to do now? And I say, well, every day is going to be a Saturday, so you better figure it out. So it's going to be a little more expensive and you're going to have an abundance of time on your hands.
You bring up a good point, Blair, and just talking about the major transition. And yes, it can feel like happy hours every day, but you have to understand what you gain versus what you lose, because you certainly gain time, freedom, and energy. But the things that you miss, routine, identity, mental stimulation, social connection, and physical activity are really, really important to understand how you get through retirement. And maybe if I could just share with you a solution that we've developed with looking at how we aspect of this and transition is an acronym that we've developed. And this acronym is designed to help you thrive versus survive in this transition into retirement. The acronym is PERMA, and that stands for positive emotion, engagement, relationships, meaning, and achievement. And maybe if I could just give you an example, because this hits home to me. My father's a retired baseball coach, and it was really easy to know whether it was a good day or bad day. Baseball's a game you play every day. And when they won, it was a good day. And when they lost, it was a bad day. And it was easy to find relationships with his team building and meaning with preparing for the new season and achievement, whether they won a championship or not. That's not as easy to translate into retirement. So it does take a lot of effort planning, again, to make sure we hit the four key elements and not running out of friends, family, good health, and time, because those are the things we can control as we move into this stage of our life.
Terry, you're so right. That actually leads us right into the fifth insight I think you're going to comment on, which is where cliche advice goes wrong. Terry, you mentioned that it's not just about retiring to something, but retiring with something. Maybe you could expand on this concept, and do you have practical tips for our listeners on how to proactively plan for a fulfilling retirement?
You know, there was a great book written, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And the main premise behind that book was first you create your habits, but then your habits create you. And understanding that when you retire, it's not going to change who you are. It's going to enhance the qualities you have. Maybe some of the examples that can draw this out are professional athletes, for example. Obviously, I have an athletic background with my family. And one of the key elements that you see with professional athletes is we know that they retire at a young age. However, interestingly enough, that if you look at the NFL, 70% of NFL players are in financial distress after 2 years. 60% of NBA players reportedly go broke after 2 years of leaving the sport. The more troubling part of that is the median income of an NFL player is $900,000, and the median income of an NBA player is $9 million. So inevitably, money doesn't change you, and if you're not good with money, having more of it isn't going to make you a better investor. It's important to understand that whenever you're transitioning into this part of your life, it's going to simply enhance your current qualities. So that's why you're exactly right, Blair. Retiring with something as opposed to waiting to retire to something makes all the difference in the world.
I couldn't agree more. In fact, that's one of my favorite books. Stephen Covey wrote that book, and I love that book. In fact, if I remember correctly, the first habit was to be proactive. And that's kind of what we're talking about right here, is being proactive as you step into retirement, making sure that you have a plan in place and that these are the plans that you really are going to be fulfilled with long term in retirement.
Well, I think you make such a good point, because we spend, in your group especially, take so much pride and emphasis on making sure that the dollars and cents of retirement are in such good order that you always have to take a look at making sure that your not only financial wellness is in order, but your physical and mental wellness is in good and is in a very good spot.
Absolutely. Great point. So let's go ahead and move on to our sixth insight, Terry, the broken record of longevity. Terry, how is the definition of old age changing, and how can individuals embrace longer lifespans and continue working or pursuing their passions in retirement?
Well, you know, longevity and feeling old, for that matter, is in the eyes of the beholder. And after reviewing a recent study that was done, folks that are under 30 believe that old age begins at the age of 60. However, people that are between the ages of 30 and 49 don't believe you get old until you're 69 years old. Between 50 and 64, old age doesn't begin in your mind until 72. And for those that are 65 years or older, old age doesn't begin until you're 75 years old. In actuality, only 21% of people aged 65 to 74 report feeling old. That means that 79% do not feel old. And even one more step further, of those 75 years and older, just 35% of them say they feel old. And again, making that 65% do not. The best example of this is my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law was a postmaster for 30 years. And staying active, staying engaged, finding passions is what keeps you young. And I don't know if she plays pickleball every day, but she certainly is an advocate, an avid pickleball player. She now is raising money for pickleball courts in Indian Lake. And she just got back from a Alaskan cruise, where now she wants to cruise the world. So finding those passions, because it's an old cliche, but age is just a number, and you only are as old as you feel.
Great point. Yeah, it's so true. It's however you want the day to go, really. And your mother-in-law is a great example of that, just that she found passion and she found ways to bring her real joy in her life, it sounds like. And that's what drives her and keeps her youthful over the years.
Well, I think you make a good point there, because without having the passion and a plan, just like anything you want to do in life and be successful at, it takes effort. It takes a plan. Retirement is not just umbrella drinks and a beach, but it's something you have to work at. And then you will find you'll have much more enjoyment through the process.
Yeah, absolutely. Terry, let's explore our final insight, retirement's greatest paradox. Could you explain the concept that retirement reorients work rather than ending it, and how individuals can approach retirement with the right mindset and readiness for new challenges?
So I think there are two important points here. The first is to have a plan, and the second is to have goals. And I think the best example of this is my father has a plan, and that's to travel with my mother and do all the things that they couldn't do through 52 years of marriage, when she was sitting at a baseball field and watching college baseball games day in and day out throughout the spring and summer. And I think the goal that he continues to have, that competitive edge, is probably to beat his two sons in golf like he did with me earlier this summer. And, you know, translating that to my mother-in-law, it's the same. She has a plan to travel the world on cruise ships, and she started that passion. And her goal is to be a nationally ranked pickleball player. I share those two examples not because I think everyone should play pickleball or that I'm not very good in golf, but more importantly, to have a plan, to execute those, and to have goals, to make sure you have these things put on paper. Can't be said enough to make sure you have a process in place to continue this transition.
And Terry, what you forgot to tell listeners was that you were a heck of a baseball player, not only playing college baseball, but playing at a pretty high level.
I had a very good teacher when I was young, and actually, Blair, my father was just inducted into the National Collegiate Baseball Hall of Fame, and I will be in Texas this January.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty
during
cool.
The induction.
Oh, that's great. I love hearing that. Well, they always say you want a coach's son on your team because they've been taught the right way from a young age. Well, Terry, before we wrap up, do you have any final tips for our listeners on making the most of their time in retirement without regrets?
You know, I think the most important thing and the most important takeaway is there's no guarantees. And in actuality, the only guarantee of retirement is that it will end. So don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today, whether that's traveling the world, whether that's picking up a game like pickleball, whether that's spending more times with your friends, family, and loved ones. Again, the goal of today is simple, and it's to make sure you don't run out of friends, family, time, and good health. Because I know with the Radius Group and with the support of UBS, your financial wellness is in good hands.
That's great, Terry. Thank you for sharing these invaluable insights on retirement. Your expertise and wisdom have shed light on the often overlooked aspects of this significant life transition, and I really appreciate your insights.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure working with you in the group. It's hard to believe we've been doing this for over 20 years together, but I thank you and the Radius Group for allowing me to be a partner with your practice.
It's been a pleasure, my friend. It's fun working with good friends who add great value to all of our clients. Before we conclude, I want to remind our listeners that if you found today's episode informative and insightful, please consider subscribing to the Inner Circle Podcast. Subscribing not only keeps you updated on our latest episodes, but also helps us continue bringing you valuable content. Until next time, this is Blair signing off.
Today's episode features financial advisors with UBS Financial Services Incorporated, a subsidiary of UBS Group AG, member FINRA, SIPC, located at 3601 Rigby Road, Miamisburg, Ohio, and can be reached at radiusgroup@ubs.com. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services Incorporated offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC registered broker dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary.